Well, as we've probably noticed in the area, the temperature is rising and the conditions are more summer-like, although we're not quite there yet. And I think that many of us have our mind on a ritual that happens every summer, and that's vacation.
Yes. And, you know, the good thing is that psychologically, it can really help. I guess we don't need research to tell us that. We you know, most of us enjoy them. But what do we know about them? And you know, I think it's important to recognize that, you know, vacations are not a magic fix for everything in our life. They have some benefits, and we can talk a bit about them, but they also, they can be a stress themselves. You know, in fact, when we look at sort of stressful life events or the sort of social readjustment, vacations actually rate fairly, they're on that scale. So they can be as stressful as some other things. So we often think about vacations as the solution to all our stress in our lives, but that's not always the case.
Well, let's first start with the positive effects of a vacation.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously there's the actual vacation part, which is wonderful. But what does it sort of give you? One big thing is work burnout and stress. We know that jobs are stressful. They build up over time. The good news tends to be that most people who go on vacation get a short-term but meaningful reduction in burnout and stress when they come back. Right now, it doesn't last very long. There's some studies say about 3 to 4 weeks you see a sort of reduction in burnout. Sometimes, though, in as little as 2 or 3 days back, you're already seeing some of the vacation effects whittle away. But there oftentimes is something there.
Is it just the being away from your job and your routine that matters? Does the type of vacation factor into this equation?
That's a great question. And you know, the research is a bit inconsistent there. We're not 100% sure. What we do know is that taking stressful, awful vacations is worse. So I guess the advice would be don't take a bad vacation. The challenge is what makes a vacation bad, right? One of the big things seems to be unplanned events and unexpected negative events. You know, so it's not possible to completely plan away for those. But one thing we tend to know is the more your vacation is planned, you tend to report higher enjoyment with it. So a lot of the sort of unplanned aspects of vacation, finding out a place to stay, you know, having your missing your flight and not knowing what to do next, those can be sources of stress. The more those sorts of things happen on the trip, the more likely you are to not experience the greatest benefit coming back. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And of course, being flexible on vacation is also pretty important. But it does seem that for most people, there's some benefit there, at least in the short term. There's some benefit to cognitive flexibility, or ability to sort of hold two or more concepts in our mind at the same time and switch between them. So there's some sense that you can have a boost in some aspects of job performance upon returning. And one really cool piece is if you're traveling to new places or immersing yourself in new cultures, there tends to be an increase in cultural intelligence and in some cases even empathy, the ability to kind of see the world from different perspectives, gain a broader sense of the world. So that's all there and great. You know, the one place there doesn't seem to be a benefit, though, at least not much, is happiness.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I should be clear, careful. After the vacation, people coming back tend not to be happy. Unless folks have super pleasant, the best vacations, a very small percentage of people come back, and in a relatively large study, saying they feel happier afterwards. And where most of the happiness is actually not even on vacation either. Most of the increase in happiness tends to happen before the vacation starts.
Oh, it's the people gearing up for the time off, and the excitement of not being at work is sometimes greater than actually not being at work.
I think that's it. This anticipation seems to be key. And so there's some suggestion that planning ahead from vacation is actually one of the important ingredients to getting the most happiness and boost out of it. So this could be sitting at your desk and thinking about where are you going to go for lunch? What island do you want to explore? Whatever it might be. That tends to be one of the big boosts to happiness we see. And it's kind of neat that the mind works that way. We talked a lot about anxiety and how thinking about the future can actually, you know, bring a lot of bad things into our present. This is one of those cases where the ability to kind of think about the future and imagine something can actually be a positive as well. It can bring some of that happiness into our day-to-day life before the vacation starts.
I'm sure you've heard the expression, "I need a vacation from my vacation." Is that really a psychological thing?
Well, I think it comes back to the idea that travel can be stressful. And that's where there is not one, there's no one magic way to avoid stress. We know that airports are generally not places people enjoy. There's lots of, you know, discomfort that can be associated with that. But I think it's kind of knowing yourself, you know, knowing what you're comfortable with, what level of planning you need, and making sure that, you know, for the most part, as much of the trip is planned to what's going to make you comfortable before you go. The big things tends to be those unexpected events or those things that, those sort of negative outcomes that occur along the way. But some of that, too, is the state of mind you bring, right? And, you know, so planning is important, but at the same time, flexibility is as well. You know, going on vacation and then, you know, it's a rainy day, so the vacation's ruined. You know, that attitude can lead to low levels of enjoyment. So in some ways, it is sort of rolling with the punches as well, making the most out of the moments you have wherever you might be.
Is there any research that's been done on determining if the presence of an extended family or in-laws or even friends that you vacation with from the area you normally live in, do these increase or decrease your stress and happiness levels on vacation?
Great question. Yeah, and you know, I'm not 100% sure. There's some research looking at that. You know, my guess, and since, you know, we're scientists, I can call it a hypothesis. It makes it more official, right? Would be that in general, the presence of others enhances the dynamics that's already there. So if you have sort of rich, meaningful, collaborative relationships, vacation becomes a time to sort of strengthen those aspects of those connections. At the same time, you know, we think about like a vacation to save a relationship or to bring a family together. If there are underlying difficulties and tension, a vacation probably is unlikely to fix those and might in some cases exacerbate or bring them forward even more. And so, yeah, that's a great area, and we should really do some more research looking at sort of what factors matter when we're traveling with others.
So planning is definitely important to trying to ensure a happy vacation. Are there any other points that we should definitely stress to those listening who may be planning vacations right now?
Sure, right. I think, you know, and it's not just planning, but enjoy the planning. Really immerse yourself in. And, you know, and that doesn't mean you have to do it all yourself. Like, your planning could be as simple as, you know, going with an all-inclusive one phone call, fix everything. It could be down to the minute how you're going to get from A to B, and, you know, whatever that process is, really immersing yourself in it and enjoying that. You know, there's some suggestion that super long vacations may not be the key to happiness. You know, the idea that most of the benefit comes from the anticipation suggests that possibly taking smaller vacations every once in a while might confer a bit more of a benefit than one big vacation a year. But we're not fully clear on that. One thing we do know is the longer you're away from work, the more likely you're going to experience stress when you get back, right? So the more you sort of feel behind catching up. So it could be the case of missing just a few days coming back, depending on what your work you do, where you're at, may be less stressful than being gone a month and trying to get back up to speed again. You know, one thing we find is that one universal sort of thing across the literature is that people report the most enjoyment on vacation when they do the things they really enjoy. Now, that sounds silly, right? We needed research to show that. But I think this comes back to knowing yourself, right? Plan a vacation that really includes things that you enjoy. And if you're planning for a family, try to include at least one thing that each member of the family is really excited about. So there's something there for everyone, you know, because your time is limited. And, you know, I think it really is about making the most and building the experiences you want. I think the final piece is just while actually on vacation is to be present, to enjoy it. One thing we know, and we talked about this before, the more fear of missing out and on your phone, you work, you can always find a way back to it. So emails are just as possible to get on a beach as they are in the office. And so that really comes down to a choice of being present and immersing yourself in the experience you created. And I think in some ways that can be one of the most important pieces to enjoy vacation is really to make a conscious decision to be present and make that vacation about the experience in front of you and not everything else going on at work in your life. Instead, show up here and now and enjoy.